Potters, and welcome once again to You Suck at Life. And as usual, I'm your host, HB Negative. Today, once again, what we'll be doing is we'll be reviewing reasons why people suck at life. It could be a variety of reasons. Let's say you're a fan of Marky Mark movies. Or you like the taste of toe jams. Or maybe, just maybe, you look like Tony Vomit. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Tony Vomit, as well as our listeners who are listening to this on a syndication site, I would just like to go ahead and point you to our RSS feed, and that's at www.1913.us. So even if you get this on a syndicated site, you may want to stop by and check out our other goodies. Anyways, to move on to business at hand, once again, We will be reading from a live journal. Thanks once again to Wimpy Rutherford at Hotmail.com for passing this on my way so that I can go ahead and pass it on to all of you so we can all get good enjoyment out of it. Anyhow, once again, we will be reading from for our previous listeners. I'd like to thank all seven of you for tuning in again. And we'll be reading once again from the live journal. And here's the URL so we can queue that up so you can follow along with the transcript. Maybe, you know, you can help me with pronunciations in case I get stuck here or there. Okay, and the live journal is, of course, at www.livejournal.com/users/preciousnothing. And that's PRECIOUSNOTHING. Once again, bye bye, beautiful. Don't bother to write the live journal of precious nothing. What we'll do is let's get to the business at hand here. The first post I'll be reading is from Tuesday, December 10th, 2002. At 2:43 a.m., Precious Nothing writes, "So it's been a long time, and I do know people read this, so I can't give it up. Although I have started on another journal, I feel that I shouldn't have to hide anymore. And so I continue on with this. The past couple of months has been a world of emotions and life instances. I met a great person that loves me so much, and he is too good to me. For that, I'm thankful. I'm sure that this relationship will last for an extremely long time. Forever, perhaps. I finally found someone to love me for who I am and to accept my faults. The past month I lost my job, but I took this as a sign that I need to better my life. And as my mother says, I'm not getting any younger. So I'm taking the steps to advance. I had a job interview, or shall I say, an application that took me 3 hours at PRC. Computer skills tests, logic tests, ECT. And I believe I did pretty well. I'll find out about that within the week. School has to be put off once again. Because of the lack of finances, this is a shame because that's all I ever wanted to do. But once I find out for sure if I have the job, I will try to fit 2 classes into my schedule. I love to learn, and I need to finish what I started. As for the club and partying thing, I haven't done much of that. Don't get me wrong. I love to dance, and music is such a big passion of mine. It's just that I know that being alone with the people that care about you the most and doing nothing can make one happy, and that I don't always have to go out and spend money to make myself happy. I'm not trying to make amends with Josh as well. I know he hurt me badly, but But I looked at my past, and I didn't feel like the fact that I just couldn't be friends with any of my exes. He knows about Kevin, and I'm glad we have an understanding that I'm happy now. It's Christmas time, and it doesn't feel much like Christmas. I can't be optimistic at this point in my life, but all I can do is try. And I'm going to continue to try, 'cause where else do I have to go? I've already been down. I've slightly been up. At 2:50 a.m., she writes. In actuality, I'm done with this journal. Things are the past. I'm going to try to get on with my life. I'll print these pages, but no longer will I write in it. To those of you who know who you are, I love you. Thank you for being my friend. You know where to reach me. Current mood. Indescribable. Current music. Linkin Park. Long December. Ah, yes. How great it is to see that. Precious nothing has in fact found a love. A love that seems to be enduring, at least for the time being. Now let's move on to our next post. Friday, July 4th, 2003. 1:42 p.m. Patty Hardcore, Precious Nothing writes, at 1:42 p.m., I thought that I would be able to leave this journal all behind me. Because when I go back and read things, it makes me think of how dumb and immature I used to be. But a good friend of mine reminded me how wrong that was. She reminded me that memories are a beautiful thing. Memories of the past and lessons learned. And that is something that I don't want to let go of. Because if in the end all I have is memories, then I'll be satisfied to say that, yeah, that was me. And I went through that. I'm learning to grow up slowly. And trying not to be so dependent on my family. And the last thing I want to do is let them down. You can say that I'm stereotypical in that way, but I don't care. Because in the end, it seems that that the only ones that will be there is my family. I'm stuck in a position in my mind. My fault I'm in this position, and I can fix it at any time. But am I wrong to hope for some kind of change that will come about without me forcing it to happen? I am not the dreamer I used to be. And I want myself back. I want to be myself again. I want to dream. I want to work for those dreams. I still want to see the world and meet all the interesting people in the world. I want to continue learning something that I started and will never finish. The place I am at right now is not allowing me to do all this. It has made me lose sight of what I used to be. And I do not. Guys, help me out with this word. Donut? Maybe donut. I do not think this is right. So I guess I can say I'm still searching for my place, just like everyone else. How cliche. Current mood, contemplative. Current music, Jane says. So, at the end of this post, we can sit there and reflect. Where are we? And what are we doing? I could really go for a sandwich. Wednesday, November 26th, 2003. At 2:08 a.m., Patricia Rodriguez, Patty Hart, Precious Nothing writes, "Leave me be. It's been a while. It's always a while with me. I was doing good. I got my own house. I have a better job now sitting on my ass and getting paid, but it's not what's going to make me happy. It's always a search for what will make me happy. Sure, I was dating a guy that was a dick. But yeah, no. What? Back in that days, I was so content with myself. And I wasn't all that sad, even though that relationship was nothing. I wonder how I did it. Because I do not know. Do not. Once again, that it's a word. Maybe it's not a vernacular that I'm concerned with. But donut. We'll just say for now on that word there is donut. I do not know. Am sure if am trying to kid myself into staying in my current situation. When I was younger, I used to think love, hate, eh. Is there really a difference? But I don't know. I have a passion to hate my biff now. But I love him much. It's a comfortable living situation, but without my happiness. I get taken care of with everything I need to live, not in poverty. Don't get me wrong, I greatly appreciate it, but I miss the kindness, the compassion, all the romantics. I don't get it here. Maybe I expect too much. Current mood, discontent. Current music, time, Sarah McLachlan, Afterglow. And as we read on, Friday, November 28th, 2003, 12:41 a.m. Happy belated turkey day. Did it get my turkey nap in? Saw a movie instead. Kevin came over to my aunt's house and everyone was there. He embarrassed me more than anyone ever could. Catherine had the two kids over and Kevin said something out loud that really fucking pissed me off. Excuse language, I'm mad. He was sitting right next to them and he said, that's birth control. Hey, I don't remember what he said after that, but I hit him. I should have hit him so hard that he would bruise, but I didn't. Why would you be so inconsiderate? He said that M misunderstanding what he was saying, but that's bullshit because everyone went silent for a little while and just ignored it. Fuck that shit. I can't deal with it anymore. M trapped. I won out. I love him so much, so much, so much, so much, that I can't deal with the shit anymore. I want to be the happy, sweet person I was before. Because now, I'm the biggest bitch always trying to defend myself. And I hate it. I hate it so much to top the list, my neighbor left an asshole note on my car. Haven't been here 3 months yet, and she's telling me not to park there, that's her daughter's spot, and I make it hard for them to get out of the driveway. But doesn't her fucking daughter make it hard to get out of her driveway? We have not been given a nice welcome to this neighborhood at all. They should thank their lucky stars because for people our age, we are the quietest people in the fucking world. Ugh. I'm not sure if this is an acronym or not. UGH. Guys, let me know. I lose faith in the human race every day. I don't know what to think anymore. Current mood, angry. Just let's pause for a moment to reflect. We already saw in that short time frame, the precious nothing went from being a person who wanted to see the world, to meet all the great people in the world, to losing faith in the human race. How quickly the human spirit is crushed. As we move on to Wednesday, February 11th, 2004. At 12:36 p.m. Kevin and I broke up the other day. I'm so depressed, but I did it. I have to come to realize that in the end, I will be happier. During this whole breakup, he admitted that he wasn't giving his all in the relationship, but he said he had wanted to start now, and he would come show me. Or he would show me. I can't take that shit anymore. I told him this might happen months ago if things don't change. So why didn't he decide to do this then? Of course, because he didn't believe me. Because I'm nothing but a crazy fucking bitch, right? It's so hard. It's my fault, really, though, for going into this head first. So much has happened when we first started dating. It's really my fault. I give people too much. I'm really depressed because, believe it or not, I love him so much, and we are not for each other. Nothing much in common and the way we fight would make us hate each other in the end. I had to stop before the bitterness set in. I was so lonely, and I guess it'll always be lonely. I don't know what's next in my saga, but it doesn't end here. And we are very thankful, precious nothing, that your saga doesn't end there, because we have plenty to read on. Monday, September 6, 2004, at 10:03 p.m. Dyeing my hair back to virgin rose. People are annoying the fuck out of me today. I'm at the point where I want to say fuck it all and get up and leave. Kevin annoys the shit out of me, and it's getting to the point where I look at his face and get disgusted. Isn't that bad or what? Someone who is total opposite of me has utter disregard for his appearance and everything else. But it's not me, and never will be. He is dragging me down with him, and I will never reach that level. I am better than that shit. Everyone else has someone but me. As I said before, and will continue to say, I'm single because everywhere I go, it's alone, no matter where or when, right? I'm out. And at 10:06 p.m., Precious Nothing writes, oh, I forgot to add something. I went to Paco's last night, and Jess was there. Someone whom I used to spend almost every day with years ago, and she was still as stuck up as ever. Wouldn't come near me or look at me. Everyone keeps saying she is going through hard times and a divorce, and she brings her new biff to the party. Some people never change. She chose that man over her friends, and look what it got her. A divorce. Go figure. Live and learn. Current mood. Annoyed. Current music. K-O-S. Ah, what a breath of fresh air. This feeling of freedom that she's just thrusting upon us. In a way, I feel free, much like Free Willy. Free Willy the giant whale that Michael Jackson wrote a song about. Michael Jackson, what a great guy. We move on to the next post, Sunday, October 3rd, 2004, 3:28 a.m. Talked to Chris today. Finally, after all these years, he took some time out to send me pictures. I'm astonished. He is more than I expected in oh-so-hot lol. Today I told him, yeah, I love him. It's kind of weird, but he wasn't scared off. I mean, I do love him, but I'm not in love with him because I don't know him all too well to be in love. I believe there is a connection between us from so far away. If something will ever become of it, I can't say, but I really hope so. That was a good part of my weekend. It really topped off everything that happened on Friday. It was George's birthday, so of course we go to the rail. It was crazy lame, with a bunch of kids, so we walked up to P-Bar. To the P-Bar. Y'all, I was plastered beyond belief. And Tiffany disappears for a long while. Meanwhile, her and Mikey were off having sex somewhere outside. GR fucking guff. After everything I have done for that girl, I stood up for her when Noon believed she wasn't a bad person. I now realize that I am the better person, that I didn't sleep with him, and he really is a big piece of shit. So in the end, there are good points to this saga. Asterisk. Which is now over. Asterisk. I got home not too long ago, ready to retire for the night. I don't want to go to work tomorrow night. I'll be dreaming of the day I meet Chris. Ah, Chris. Chris, just the way it rolls off your tongue, and not to mention this beautifully scripted live journal. Precious Nothing is what I would refer to being the English Lit major, the English Lit professor that I am, I would refer to this as her being a wordsmith, one that works in words the way other artists work in clay, or with oils. Much in a way, I can compare Precious Nothing's post to the best of Shakespeare's sonnets. The way she works in the iambic pentameter, and the way that the words just flow off your tongue, just make it stimulating to listen to, or to read alone. It's just, I feel so good. And it's universal. This is universally appealing. The way she writes, it's uplifting for the soul, even whenever it's down. Let's move on, guys. Oh, I have a tear in my eye. I'm just feeling this because I'm anticipating Chris. Chris. Wasn't he the saint that slew the dragon? That freed us all from the evil Saint Chris. That's what we'll refer to him as. Saint Chris. Anyways, moving on. Monday, October 11th, 2004, at 6:33 a.m. Precious Nothing writes, "Today is shit. I stayed in bed all day because I felt like shit. I didn't even make it to work today. Kevin and I got into it downstairs. He is such an asshole sometimes. Then when I went up the stairs, he started punching things and breaking things and yelling. When I went upstairs. Then I went back downstairs because he came back upstairs. Oh, I just really butchered this. I'm still in shock about Chris. Let me just start over again. Today is shit. I stayed in bed all day because I felt like shit. Didn't even make it to work today. Kevin and I got into it downstairs again. He's such an asshole sometimes. Then I went up the stairs, and he started punching things and breaking things and yelling while I went upstairs. Then I went back downstairs because he came up and he followed me. Did some holla, and came back upstairs. And his face was all fucked up, scratched, bruised, and bleeding. He has no idea how it happened, and I had to play mommy. Whoops. This place has turned to hell, and M's still living in it. I haven't even been to sleep yet. I miss sleep. I think after everyone goes to work, he'll stay in bed again. I have a DIR app today, but I can't go because Aunt Flo decided to come visit. GRRR. Current mood, grumpy. Current music, nothing. Well, after playing mommy, it was nice to have a visit from your aunt. Maybe because you're not feeling better. Your pet Precious Nothing's aunt maybe made her soup. I mean, everyone remembers Flo. Everyone does. From Alice. Moving on. Sunday. October 24th, 2004. At 3:27 p.m. I'm done with this journal. Everyone seems to like to use it against me. I'm tired of having to explain myself and my feelings. I'm tired of being hurt and feeling ill. Never be good enough. I don't want to forget the past. But I don't want to record the present anymore. It's just not worth it. Such a feeling of despair. Give me some Chris for uplifting moments. Patricia, I'm really sorry. Precious Nothing writes on Sunday, January 2nd, 2005, at 7:34 p.m. Ah, Chris was here for a day and a half. Trying to squeeze 7 years into that time frame was pretty hard. He was everything I expected him to be. The first day was technically rocky. I was a little uncomfortable because I got him lost, and he was yelling at me on the phone, but I knew he didn't mean to. Getting lost in a strange city can be frustrating, and I was totally no help. It was too late to get anywhere for midnight, so we stayed in and then went to Sue's house after. Didn't stay too long, though. Today we went around the city and took pictures of us. That's when I started to have so much fun. Just me and him. I like it when he talks. He's a really quiet boy, but when he talks, I'm so amazed. I love looking at his eyes. He's the same person I talked to on the phone, but only better in person. I really hope he had a good time. All I wanted was one kiss, but I never got it. It was an odd situation, and he said he didn't know why I didn't make a pass at him all weekend, but I said the same thing. I guess whenever I want something that bad, I need to go for it. That's what I want really bad. I need to see him again. Back to be alone at home. Current mood, giddy. Current music, frau frau, let go. And finally, for our final post tonight, Wednesday, January 12, 2005, at 10:37 a.m. So someone asked me to go out with them. I just met this person and we hung out last night. I got so depressed. He was such a dork, and it reminded me of how much I miss being with Kevin. I hate that I attract dorks. Is it so bad to ask for someone with style, class, and good taste? I guess it is. Well, precious nothing, you did dye your hair, Virgin Rose. And it's questionable, at least with my higher elite white-collar circle, to find someone who we would say has style that has Virgin Rose hair. But you go, girl. And so I just want to thank you all for joining us. We'll leave you at this moment of a vast uncertainty, much like Luke Skywalker at the end of Empire Strikes Back. The world is full of questions now. Is Vader really his father? What am I going to do without this hand? And why does it seem like whenever I look at Leia, it's like talking to my sister? But I kissed her in a way that I would kiss a chick. But wait, I'm gay, so that's okay. So kids, thank you all for tuning in once again. This has been You Suck at Life. Be sure to send any of your questions, comments, and suggestions to Charlie Seberg at 1913.us. Thank you all, and good night.